I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
This is a Hosehead production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
My friend, welcome to the Carpathians. I am anxiously expecting you. As the Borgo pass, my carriage will await you and bring you to me. I trust your journey from London has been a happy one, and that you will enjoy your stay in my beautiful land. Your friend, D.
You remind me of like not like a furry, but like the other side of it, where like people do that, dress up as like vampires or stuff, and
yeah, they do.
Freak on,
for sure.
Anyways, I was in a paraplegic strip club the other day. Place was crawling with pussy. Come on. That was funny.
That's so funny.
All right.
Yeah.
You carry on then.
Yeah. Welcome back. You know, there is legit people. We talked about this on the Real Life Vampires episode, which you guys can catch only on audio because it's before we started doing video content. And we talked about the idea that people like to get turned on and drink each other's blood. And there's like weird vampire sex orgy stuff. It's a fun time.
I feel like that's where AIDS might have come from. You think?
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
Chance. Solid chance.
It's almost the Halloween season, everybody. And while we gear up for World War III, might as well talk about a conqueror himself, Vlad the Impaler. Listening to stuff about him, I don't know. I kind of am. I might be on his side. We'll go okay. Through this and you can decide. But he was a lovely Christian man that was trying to fight against the Ottoman Empire and did some horrible things because, you know, hurt people. And he was a very hurt person. So I was making Billy wait and I was trying to find my vampire cape. I have it somewhere for when we did one of the Halloween specials, you know, the live special we did. And I wore this mask, but I put black on my eyes and then I took it off. I was like Batman. That's when you were in the hot dog.
When was that?
You were in the hot dog costume. That's the one where Aaron got completely blackout drunk and you tapped out like within an hour going in because your phone died.
That was one that was on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. Billy was trying to record on his phone in a hot dog costume. It looked like he was in a jail cell because he was in the corner of his apartment. Different times, man. Different times. But this is I'm I like the Halloween season. The world's gone crazy. The world is crazy. It's not going to stop being crazy. So I do want to be an outlet for some people at times to kind of have some fun with this world that we exist in. Obviously, there's a lot of content in episodes that will be coming where I'm going to be diving into some of the aspects of the things that are going on. A lot of people are asking for more episodes about the clergy plan and what's going on in our countries and stuff like that. We will get there. I have some exciting stuff for the show coming up. But I love the Halloween season. We're almost there. Everybody that's listening to this and that sees this, make sure to tune in on October 25th at around 7 p.m., maybe 6:30, 7 p.m. on Rumble, YouTube, X, and Twitch, because we'll be doing our Halloween live special. Everyone is very excited. We already have our costumes. I don't know what the hell Aaron's going to be doing. I told him he has to stick to the theme, but I'm pretty excited, actually.
Oh, yeah, I probably got to work.
You better not. You booked it off.
I'm just joking.
I will literally, I will drive a spike. I will drive a stake through your asshole. Okay. It'll go directly through your asshole throughout your fucking big ass eyes. Okay.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
Good vision. Cherry Best.
What's
Cherry
that?
Best thereby. Is Cherry Best thereby?
Cherry Best thereby. What is it?
it's a local microbrewery here. They're really good. It's like a cherry sour.
This mask makes it look like an autistic kid or something like that. I'm wearing the vampire mask from what's that? There's a Halloween movie, and it's like it's a bus full of mentally handicapped kids, and
fuck movie is that?
It's you know that I can't remember. Where's that Sam Hain? Let me look it up. Sam Hain character. You know that you ever see that little boy? He wears like the bag over his head. And he like holds the like big lollipop. You, oh God, it's going to bug me. It's called Trigger Treat. It's from the movie Trigger Treat. And it's a bunch of different, like stories in one movie. And one of them is these kids full of this bus full of
the special kids
on the short bus. And then the kid, the mask that I'm wearing, he's like, wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. And then the bus driver drives them off a cliff. And then they become ghosts. So it's fun. It's fun times. Everybody tuning in on Twitch.
What about Vlad?
Yes, Vlad the Impaler.
Dracula.
AKA Dracula. Most people are familiar with Bram Stoker's infamous book, Dracula. What they may not know, that Stoker's famous writing was based upon a real-life character. Although Bram's Dracula was indeed quite forbidding, the real-life Dracula is literally the epitome of evil. He was a pretty gnarly guy, they say. He's a pretty intense man.
He's got a gnarly mustache, though.
I know.
Look at that. That is the pinnacle of a caterpillar. Look at how big it is. I want that mustache. You think I'd look good with that mustache?
I think you could pull it off. You know, there's a lot of those like these skinny white boys that just have the stash and that's all they have. And I feel like you could pull it off.
I can't grow it, man.
I came, but I couldn't find my vampire cape, man. That's sad. But I am wearing the OG flag just because why not? It's Halloween. We have to have fun. So we're talking about, yes, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
He's a scary guy. He's a spooky guy. So the Dracula family, castle of Vlad the Impaler Dracula, the historical Dracula family begins in Babesberg, whatever. It's not even close to how you pronounce it, who is ruled over the province of Wallachia.
Is that where he lives?
No, I'm similar, right? You know, he's got, you know. This is supposedly what he would look like now.
Nice house.
He's a fancy boy.
He's a handsome man.
This is an AI representation of what he would look like now.
Very handsome. What do they say? Very demure.
I don't even know what that means, man.
Don't know what that means either.
I got a pumpkin spiced latte ale. Please, some beer sponsor us. Some beer company sponsor this very racy, controversial, dangerous podcast. According to Spotify.
Yeah, we've been trying that for years, man. I don't know if the beer companies are on.
We need
our
some
side.
Really, really far right beer company, you know? So, like a beer company that's got like a swastika on the side of the can. Something like that would probably be fun. They might sponsor.
Will they know?
Just kidding, everybody. Okay. But that's how far right do you want to go?
maybe a little less.
yeah, not straight into fascism.
We could off that one.
Or, you know, some guy, we got Mussolini on the cover of the beer case. Something like that would be kind of fun.
Mussolini wasn't that bad, right?
People see there's one side where it's like, oh, we're the good guy. And there's the other side that's like, no, they're all corrupt and everything was fucked. So it's fine. You know, there's people that like Winston Churchill, and he was a genocidal war criminal that played with toys in his bathtub while he was wasted out of his mind, pretending to be some in warfare.
I don't see the problem.
It's like, boom, Kill. Boom. Literally, they found him in his bathtub, wasted out of his mind. And he's like just playing with little toy figurines.
You're interrupting Ducky.
Yeah, this guy, stupid. Very stupid. It's so fun. Black Sun Stout to rival the Harp on Guinness. There we go. That's so funny.
Black Sun Stout.
Yeah, the Black Sun. Bring back, what's that? Black Sun, that song by Soundgarden. Terrible band. I'm not really a fan of Soundgarden, even though he was murdered, most likely. Chris Cornell.
You're fucking... Like, I get that you like hip hop, but like you're trashing on a lot of very talented people.
I know. My brother gave a shit for calling out Gacy DC, but it's fine.
Us? I did not. I was not part of this.
Yeah. So if people don't remember, me and Billy did kind of cover Vlad the Impaler a little bit on our Villains of History episode that's now on the Patreon. You can listen to on there. It's one of those episodes I felt like should slide into the you got to pay to hear this absurdness. But we're going to start doing this, Villains of History, Vlad the Impaler. Eventually we'll talk about like maybe Stalin and people like that throughout history that were more like, you know, villains in the eyes of his story, you know, especially Stalin.
Or what's going on with Vlad's story?
Well, the Dracula family, obviously this is located Dracul and located in Romania, bordering Transylvania. Obviously that's where we get all this stuff from. Transylvania. Can you say it? Give me an accent.
A Transylvanian accent?
This is supposed to be the castle, bro.
I can't envision what they sound like.
Transylvania.
My friend.
You just sound like a vampire.
Welcome to the Carpathia.
Welcome to the Carpathia.
Well, that's the vampire accent. It's not
that's how they sounded in Transylvania.
Joe. All of them?
Probably.
The average shows?
They're like, welcome to my pub.
Would you like a double double?
Welcome to my pub. I am here to suck your... Can't say that. Just kidding.
Wow, when did you get mine?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep the note with no swearing in the first 15 minutes. So hopefully YouTube will eventually push our content out there at some point.
Did I swear already?
I don't remember. It's hard to keep track because me and Aaron always do it. It's like, oh, there, it's gone. But obviously it bore Transylvania and Bulgaria in to the south. From here, history's splinters, the path divides. We know by the 1400s that Barzabrab clan... had split into two rival factions, one that was led by Prince Dan, Prince Dan, and other by Prince Masir. The old, during these divisions, battle amongst rival families became quite bloody, right? You had these different rivalries between certain families, and they're all like trying to conquer each other. I'm going to butcher these names. I did not look up any of the pronunciations.
What's different? Nothing's different.
No, so
it's a regular ass strange brew.
It's true. There's different divisions amongst the family rivals became quite bloody. Assassinations and massacres were the order of the day. You know, instead of ordering a tall, nice glass of Guinness, you know, you get your head lopped off. It's fun times, right?
Lopped?
Yeah.
When I picture like that, well, I don't know what that word means, but it pictures like it like cartoonily falls off. Like it's just like a solid sword. And then he's like,
yeah. You like this one?
Is that what it is?
It's Vlad the Impaler shopping for steaks.
I don't like this aisle.
He likes it. He loves steaks. He's not like he likes steaks to shove in other people's asses, as you will see. Look at this. See it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right through there. Look at that guy's pubes on him, though. What the fuck?
Well, would you trim at that point?
I guess not.
I've gotten to that point before.
Whoa. Billy's got padding, pushing for the cushion for all the ladies out there. So Prince Masiria, the old, became known as Vlad the First. His son as Vlad Dracula II. Number two, the second. with Dracula's segment of his name being derived from the phrase son of a dragon. And at some point, we will talk about the order of a dragon. The order of the dragon is actually something that comes from Transylvania. But we're going to tap a little lightly. I'm just rubbing the microphone for everybody. We're going to tap a little lightly into the reptilian stuff at some point and near the end. So tie it all together. Right. So his father expand to Vlad Tepes, which translated in English to Vlad the Impaler. People pronounce it different. I'm going to say Tepes. The shocking of this name is noted below as the Vlad the Third is the focus of the story. So there was three Vlads altogether, but the third one is the most important. He's the one that...
Was it like Ed and Eddie?
Kind of. Well, just...
They're all just like... derping around the castle.
Yeah. Well, it's just names passed down, right? I've been going into ancestry.com to figure out where I come from and who I am. And
oh, you did that?
Not 23andMe. That's owned by the...
No. That's so funny though, cuz it was the night before that 23andMe shit came out. I was talking to Danny and I was like, "You know what? Like I wonder what my background is really, cuz like I don't really my dad doesn't really kind of know. Like his side, like obviously my mom's side's like Russian, German, fucking fake Mexico, whatever. But I was like, honestly, I was just looking for a tax credit. And I was like, I wonder if I'm indigenous for any reason. But the very next day, the 23andMe thing came out. And then I was like, oh, well, glad I didn't do that. And then
what thing came out? Because I know other things about that thing.
Well, the 23andMe thing?
Yeah. Explain to the audience.
I get the bigger picture of what everyone was like really pissed off about, but they were selling like a lot of information and taking like your DNA and stuff and utilizing that for their own personal gain.
And guess who purchased it? It's weird how it always goes back to that. It's very weird. A guy literally said,
"They don't need to purchase it. They already have our.
They already have everything." Yeah, I know. They. It's crazy because it's wild out there. But a guy literally, I've said this before. He sent his lizards. He lets lizard lick the stick. A lizard licking the stick, and it came back that his lizard was Ashkenazi. So, pretty funny.
What?
Yeah, weird. He's like, "What animal do you want me to do next?" Because he's got his dog, I think. Like, and it would come back. So they're lying to people. They're like, "Oh yeah, you're this and this and this," even though they could be either manipulating it to some extent, or they're giving you partially truth, or they're just giving you like, "Yeah, this is what you are," and they're just taking your DNA and doing whatever with it, cloning people, making Kanye West.
They have something from it because. I did the dog DNA thing on Chloe. They don't require a picture. They don't get you to tell what kind of dog it is. And they're like, Chloe's a pretty fucking big mutt for sure. But it came back like 50% Border Collie, 25% Australian Shepherd, which are the two things I knew she was. And then just a bunch of fucking fucked up mix for the last.
I don't trust it. I just did Ancestry.com to try to find
75%. Well, Ancestry.com is just you building your own thing, right? So it's not you sending in DNA and sending in information. Because I remember when that first came out back in 2012, I actually did it. And I signed up and then I realized I was the first person in my entire family to sign up. So it's like, "Congratulations, you want to start?" And I'm like, "No, this is dumb."
But it can track people's birth records and stuff like that.
Need to know like a lot more info than I knew. Like, it's like, you need to know your grandma's birth date.
Yeah, yo, no, it's crazy.
My mom didn't know when my grandma's birthday was. They don't talk about that shit.
Do you know what's funny? On my dad's side, we've probably been in Canada since the 1700s, but my grandma just died recently. Her brother is making a joke about how we're empire loyalists, and there's either two ways. There's two ways to take this. Either the empire loyalists that came from the States that fled to Canada, that were people that essentially like the British monarchy and stuff like that, right? Which our history with the British, people can think what they want, but I'm not someone that really opposes some of the history that I think has been fabricated and stuff like that to push certain agendas or ideologies. But or we come from Quebec. which is like after all this time that we've shit on Quebec, there might be a possibility that that's where my family landed. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, your family. That makes sense. Yeah. So I fucking hate you 75% of the
time. So, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to try to trace it back. Somebody did, I think at least my grandma's lineage does have the family tree broken down because we're talking about history and all that stuff. So it's kind of fascinating to get into this stuff. But when my cousin Matt knows I'm like really into the conspiracy stuff, and he was like, he already knows who that is. And I was like, I actually don't. He's like, he's looking into it right now. Empire loyalist. And I'm like, it is weird. It's a faction of like people that were like, you know, and they liked the British government, and well, not the government, but just the identity of being from there. And maybe French too. There's also French loyalists and stuff.
I can just picture the, you get the results back. It's like, French Canadian is like at the very bottom. It's like 0.002% of French Canadian. You're like, yes. And you like run to Quebec and they're all shitting on you because you don't speak French. You're like, Putin, motherfucker.
Yeah, just like those people that are like
on the counter, be like, you have to be nice to me now.
I'm black, man. I got 0.00. So wild. So it's interesting. I'm starting to dive down that because I actually want to know who I am and what I'm made of, you know what I mean? It's just, it's fascinating to me. So I was looking through that and I found where my mom's side were, at least, my grandfather came from on her side and stuff like that. And it's, that's Brit. The Thompson side is British to the core, British to the core, bro.
What about Vlad though?
But Vlad, so little Vlad the Impaler, man, little Vladdy, Vlad the Impaler, literally, little known as Vlad Dracula Tempus. Is believed that his father died violently during the war. His brother and younger brother also suffered ultimately deaths. It is rumored that one of his brothers was buried alive, the Marcia one, by his enemies. And so it's pretty interesting because his brothers were, I think they were taken captive. And then so Vlad saw this being done to his brothers, I'm pretty sure. And then it kind of harbinged some, and that's why I think his father died violently during these wars, is because his father kind of held resentment towards what was done to him at the hands of the Turkish and Ottoman Empire. And they were taken in and they were tortured and all that stuff. And I think they took Vlad and his brother, and they actually kind of liked Vlad to some extent, and actually help him overthrow the people that essentially took over his father's reign, which is pretty interesting. So there's a lot to this history. We're just breaking down the basics of it, but there was violence between these families, and his father was rumored to have died from at the hands of these enemies that ended up taking over the empire, or at least what he controlled, and then Vlad was taken hostage, I think, with his brother at the same time. So in 1480, Vlad Tempus, whom we call Dracula, from this point took on the throne briefly. Remember, during this time, the ownership of the throne was not dictated by inheritance, but rather by the how effective you were at taking control by whatever means necessary. It was a pretty brutal time. After 2 months in control, Dracula was forced to surrender the throne to a man known as Vladislav II, around 1456. Dracula regained his kingdom by killing Vladislav in a bloody combat. So they went hard in the paint, man. They fought each other for that. Pretty crazy. That's how you used to do it back in the day, man. Like, realistically, it was... Our society's
you want something, you take it. If you're not strong enough to keep it, sucks to suck.
Well, I don't know. You see a reflection of our society now with all the kind of feminine men that are not really strong. Like, think about our leadership, right? That whole idea of like weak men create hard times. Trudeau's got to be one of the weakest people to ever exist within politics. For sure. Like, this little Nancy, you see that Rocky theme he tried to come out to in parliament? It was the most embarrassing shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, think you're tough, that. Man? They played the Rocky theme as he's like walking to the House of Commons and like, and he's like saying hi to everybody.
That's kind of funny though. Not gonna lie, if I was a prime minister, I'd pull that shit too.
He is so narcissistic, it's not even like funny. In his head, he's like, I am the king of Canada. I am,
literally the prime minister, so they get it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, like, so Vlad was like this hurt people. He watched his family get, like, essentially tortured by their enemies, and so he kind of, it enraged him, right, throughout his youth and stuff, to see what happened to his father and some of his brothers and stuff like that. So obviously you gotta push against that, right? You gotta fight back, because that's what happens throughout history. You have to understand why these people have done what they've done, including during World War II and others, right? You have to understand, why did these people come to this conclusion that they think they had to do certain things? You have to study history from both sides to understand what was actually taking place and what was happening, you know? Do you understand?
Yeah, because it's not just like, it's always portrayed in the other way, right? Where it's like, oh, this one bad guy did so much bad stuff, and they've tried to envision you like he's in his room, like nobody hurt him, nobody did anything, and he's just like, fuck everyone.
Yeah, I know. Well, why did that happen, right? And that's what's funny, how they tell you not to do that. The victor writes history. They're all
100%. Absolutely.
So how do we know what is what and what? I think I believe that everything is fabricated, and that a lot of our world is built on manufactured lies that keep the people that are really in control dominating force over our society and stuff like that. And it could go back even to Vlad the Impaler and some of these people that were.
It was Vlad. Vlad did it.
That's scary stuff.
Where's that fun one? So
double take.
Dracula's rule, primary rule. It's not solid.
Oh my god.
Weird. So yeah, it's crazy. So is his rule? I'm losing my train of. Dracula's primary rule extended from 1456 throughout 1472. He ruled over land with an iron fist, you know, because like this could be a 2-hour episode, but I wanted to break down we're very simplifying a lot of things. I believe that the only way he keep the civilians and merchants in line was to strike fear in their hearts. Hence what the government does to this day. They control you through fear. Crimes committed by civilians resulted in public torture sessions, and any acts of dishonesty by loyal merchants meant a severe and painful death. Not surprisingly, Dracula was respected by his subjects as a warrior and stern ruler.
No shit to those last 2 points. Did you remember that picture with the stake?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, dude, that is hands down my new worst way to die. Whoa, that was actually kind of cool, though. What did the Mr. Amputee? What'd you do? What'd you do there? What kind of attachment you got? Go fucking cactus.
That's
arm.
That. What's that called? A malice or whatever, or mace? And they just like it's just a hard op. Like this got spikes all over it. You never terrifying. Knew about this stuff, like about what, like.
No, Vlad, I just don't like that picture. It's just super graphic. We've literally just, like, makes you think about it happening to you.
We literally covered this at one point.
I know, but just to see the picture. I think I didn't see the picture.
Look at, he's a stern looking man. Just a good old kind of white Christian. He's definitely a white guy, but it's just like, he just seems different. This picture's so funny. That's a fun costume, hey, for Halloween. Just be like, what are you? I'm like a Vlad the
Impaler. People would think you're from fucking Aladdin.
I know. It does look like that. He meant to scare people, but obviously he did some heinous shit, but it was to show his enemies, hey, you come fuck with me, you're going to get it. Because he did not like infidelity. He did not like women that essentially, so if you had sex before you were married, you're getting a stake through the vagina, and they would shove it through the vagina and slowly force the stake into the vag.
Is that the actual, no, I thought infidelity is when you're cheating, basically.
What is it when Christians would hear?
Infidelities, I thought.
I know, when, but what,
well, I guess that would kind of be under the same law because you're married to God until you're actually married. Yeah, that's so true. I guess it kind of would be in that sense.
Oh, I've been there.
But sex before you're married.
Dude, I've been to a wedding. I don't give names because it's.
I kind of want to hear names now.
but like, I've been to weddings where they're like, I love you, but I love Christ more. And they're like, they're essentially saying that they love each other, but their devotion to Christ will never combat their love. So it's more important to love Christ than for them to love each other. And I'm like, and not being a religious person, I'm like,
as long as both of them are on the same page, yeah, like that'll work out great. But if one's not, be like, well, I actually liked you more. Fuck.
Check this stupid out. Just heard about this one. 9%. Crispy Dreams. Flying Monkeys is
Krispy Kreme fucking.
Yeah, it's a peach donut. And so I'm like, this company, come on. I know you wouldn't, it'd be very controversial to sponsor us, but like Flying Monkeys has got to be one of the craziest beer companies to ever exist, at least in Canada, just because the stuff that they produce is like, there's mess around. They probably have a huge facility where there's manufacturing all this crazy beer. Let me try it. That's pretty good, man.
No, you gotta come down to the East Coast, man. I've never been to better breweries in my life than down here. I will chalk it up. They crushed Flying Monkey, and I will only chalk it up to the fact that there is nothing to do here but drink and gamble.
It's true.
So like everybody's like, I'm very good at making beer.
That's why they want it all in the store, so everyone just stays drunk and docile. But this is damn good. Actually, it almost rivals the Sparkle Puff, which a fan said. He's like, I've heard you guys talk about this stuff for so long, this beer, and he sent me a picture. And he was like, I finally had to try this. And he was like, he's like, it's strong, but it tastes good. And I was like, yeah.
It is. That's a strong, what is it? Like 11% or 11. Something 5 dumb like that?
Or something like that. This is actually really good, man. You love this.
Anyways, what else Vlad do? Man. What's Vladdy Boy been up to?
So he would do things like, this is even, I wonder if we'll get to it, but even with the, not infidelity, what's that where you have sex before marriage? In religious terms.
What? Wow. I'm really premarital sex. It's literally called premarital sex.
Yeah. So if people.
Why was I blanking on
that? Listen, if women were doing that, or say a couple had sex before marriage, he would cut off the breast of the female and make the boyfriend eat it.
Ugh.
You okay over there? You're glitching. You're typing something.
Oh, am I? Sorry. I was using another tab to search something up.
What were you searching?
Yeah, there's no other word. Because you got me you got me thinking. I was like, no, it's just called premarital sex.
He was really offended by that shit. He's like, no. And like literally he would cut off the tit of the chick and then like make the man eat it in front of him.
What if she was very flat chested? What if she had nothing to cut off?
Then he would cut off the nipple, both nipples, and then he put on a slice of pizza, and then he would force the man to like eat
pepperoni?
The
pepperoni.
Yeah. Well,
it's called
some chicks nipperoni. Got some chicks got those pepperoni nipples, man, where they take over almost all the breasts. So.
Okay.
Sexist. It's crazy. He was a stern warrior. So some of the horrors: Castle Vlad the Impaler, Vlad's banquet. Impalement was Dracula's favorite method of torture. Not only was this method of punishment extremely painful for the victim, but Dracula seemed to derive some sick pleasure from watching over his people being tortured. It wasn't his people, it was his enemies. In fact, wood cuttings from this time period indicated that Dracula often dined surrounded by decaying bodies of his dead victims.
He's just like, I like the ambiance. This is a nice place. I like this place.
This guy, Dutch, you're always showing up, man. You're showing up on the raw cuts of the episode all the time.
Oh, it got dark here, so I'm getting dark in here. I turn my. You ready to see Ghost Billy? It's ghost time.
Pretty wild. We're pretty wild castle here, like this. Vlad the Impaler discovers marshmallows.
So, whoa, well, these are fucking great.
As I'm stabbing the marshmallow through a spike.
That's funny.
That's so what we do, funny. Man. We have fun. We have to have fun. You know, it's the part of the whole Strange Brew vibe. So obviously like impalement was initiated by taking an oily steak about wide as a burly man's arm. So I think I'm a burly man. Think about my arm. Okay.
That's a word for you. Sure.
I'm a burly man. I got my gym membership. I'm going to fuck some people up soon. And inserting it through the victim's buttocks. So insert through the ass this thick. So all the women that are into fisting, think about that, right? But it's going through your bum and then often until it protrudes through their mouth, man. So like, he's like, no, it's not right. It's like, if you think about it, like this one, it's like, it's not right. It's not there. It's just through the shoulder. No, I don't like that. I don't like that. He's like, it's got to go through the mouth.
You missed it.
You missed the target. So fucked, man. The state.
How many have you done? Four. Every single one's coming out the cheeks. You fucking dumbass.
Now I'm cutting off your dick, and you're gonna eat your own dick like that guy from Germany. You know, like
what? Pardon?
There's a that was an episode I was saving for me, you, and Aaron. But there is a guy that one guy liked being eaten, and another guy liked to eat people, and they got together, man.
We've talked about
that. They loved it, man. You got to find your soulmates, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find the people that also like what you like. But the steak was purposefully kept dull to keep the victims from dying too soon from shock. So yeah, they almost like rounded the point, and he's like, I want you to feel this. I want you to feel every inch.
But like by the time it get like to the stomach, like you're internally bleeding. You're not feeling anything anymore. You're just bleeding out.
It's hard to say because most people would go into shock. Your body would convulse and you would go into shock and the pain would be overwhelming for your senses.
That's true.
And maybe you'd be orgasming at the same time. You know, maybe it's like the best thing ever.
Depending on the day, I guess. Sure.
There is literally people that shove weird objects inside themselves, and you know, you got the wine bottle and it breaks, and they're like, "Wow, this is the best orgasm I ever had." I'm at the hospital now for the next 5 days, but it was worth it. Upon the command of horses, so victim's legs would be tied to two horses, and then when the stake was positioned right, upon the command, the horses would pull the victim's leg until the stake impaled them in and through the victim's body. So he loves stakes, man. Like, that's why it's so funny that vampires die of stakes, but this guy loves stakes, you know? And we're not talking about ones that are made from cattle.
None of my vampire friends like these, but I think they're great.
I think they're wonderful. You know, he's just like, I love this. This is my favorite part of the day.
This is the best way to decorate the dining table.
You know, fuck that be though. You're like, literally like they have horses and then it's pulling apart like your legs. And then they're slowly like inserting you. And eventually we will be talking about like the execution style stuff. Cause there's so many, like they have that triangle and they used to sit women on top of it and just like, and they would use weights to like hold down their bodies until crazy.
Dude, fucking old school torture is next level. Like, that shit, I'd never even, like, I could never fathom to think of something like that.
Dude, some of the cock torture, too, and shit, what they do with people's balls and stuff is, like, crazy. That's the castle.
Even the war crime ones from, like, the Nam War there were, like, the bamboo spike traps. Like, those are, like, you're really thinking.
Man, the Vietnamese, you don't want to mess with them. They understand guerrilla warfare. They literally understand. It's like their forte. Yeah. They know it well. You know, check to my new shirt.
What is that, Freddy?
It's Leatherface. Oh,
I can't see.
Everybody,
very well,
shout out Class Horrorcast. We just did our deep dive into Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's the second one's coming very soon. That is soon. Ooh. Also, another maniac that didn't exist but was based on Ed Gein, something that me and Billy also covered.
Is this sword somehow also a bone, or is that just like?
No,
it's plus, just, at the end, it kind
of
goes down.
This is some fun art. There's a coin made of him. This guy. Fun times.
Worth 2 pennies.
It's not worth anything now, but
it fucking would be worth a lot.
Ladies
now
out there, leave comments if you would fuck Vlad the Impaler. There's that lady that really wanted to fuck Richard Ramirez on the one episode.
Fuck, I'd fuck Vlad the
Impaler. Oh, man. Look at that nose, though.
He's a handsome man.
I feel like that nose would be a good clit rubber, you know?
That's okay.
So, Jesus Christ. So mothers had additional stakes driven through their chest with their children and infants impaled on the extended portion of the stake.
That's mean.
After that, well, he hurt people, hurt people. He literally watched his like family get tortured and killed. So I'm sure, you know, he's like, enough is enough. After the stakes were placed in place, they were driven into the ground and placed around the perimeter of Vlad's castle complex. Bodies were left in these positions for months. The stench of rotting bodies permeated throughout the kingdom. That's how he kind of warded people off, because he got pissed. He got pissed at the Ottoman Turks, the Muslims, for doing what they did. Eventually your brain snaps and you're like, I've seen enough of this torment and torture of my own people. So now your people get it. And you see this now today, and stuff was going on of people being conditioned to believe that one genocide is valid for another genocide, or any of the things that they try to. It's the world's a crazy place, and there's a lot of crazy people in it that have taken hold. And it's never like the average citizen that is behind this stuff. It's usually some sort of demonic force. Like this guy was definitely possessed, and we'll get into what I read my David Icke from the David Icke book about Vlad Tepes. So it was reported that the invading Turkish army turned back in horror when they encountered 20,000 decaying corpses along the banks of the Danube River.
I feel like that's like he did a little bit overkill. He went a little too hard in the other direction.
It's so stinky.
I mean, around 10,000, I get that, but 20.
Like, imagine if you're like coming towards this castle, right? Because this is the original castle where he lived. It still stands to this day. This is why I hate when they torch buildings because of this or that or whatever ideological communist subversion you want to fucking put a label on it.
It looks nice.
But like to destroy historical buildings, like them burning down Notre Dame because of this or that, like it boggles my mind that people want to destroy history. Good or bad, you have to learn from history and you have to allow it to live through and permeate throughout centuries so you can learn and understand why people did what they did or what events happened. But to destroy a castle like this,
you destroy it so you can redo it. No one remembers.
Well, that's. That's the idea of the people that believe in Tartaria, is that they've torn down civilizations that were far more advanced than we are. Eventually, I'd like to talk about it. If that's some people believe it, I believe I'm in the middle. I'm like, maybe, maybe not, that there was already people in America, Canada, and they torched down civilizations of people that existed that were here before the indigenous and stuff. It's interesting to plead this case, and then it fits into this forgotten history of things. But they definitely will destroy things and destroy culture and history, tearing down our statues and stuff like that because they're offended by the history of it. But you have to learn from history. We should, and then we're putting up statues of monkeys in fucking Brampton. So there's different.
Yo.
Well, realistically, a monkey stat, you don't need that. Why?
I thought you were being racist.
No, we're tearing down the John A. McDonald statue because people are offended that this country was founded on Europeans coming in and trying to build a civilization here while the indigenous were killing each other. Like, that's a fact.
Could you imagine being so fucking delusional in your own head that you get offended by something that happened 500 plus years ago?
I know.
Or 2000 years ago or whatever. Like, it's, I know. It's mind boggling to think that you are so fucking narcissistic that you took that and you went, that affects me. And
made
a big fucking speech on it. Like,
dude,
nice.
While we're putting up statues of George Floyd, who was a criminal, who literally held a gun to a pregnant lady's stomach. So it's just like, and you can vouch and scream for that.
They don't like the way, to be fair. I get that one.
he died of fentanyl overdose. That's a fact. That's a fact. The you can't dispute it now. It's on his autopsy records and stuff like that. And he has a criminal record. He held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. There's been four white children in Britain murdered by migrants, and they rioted, and they're far left Nazis because they don't want their children murdered by invading forces of people that are mostly military age men. So we're having this stuff happen. The same thing that's happened with Vlad and Palin, all this stuff is happening now in our own history, in our own world. It's existing now of people. You can't do this because of your skin color. We're being this. There's an anti-white campaign going on. And it's quite fucking obvious if anyone has the eyes to see. Like, it's fine. John A. McDonald, some of the colonizers, he talked about the Chinese, how we have to watch the Chinese, how they're invading, how they could take over. And guess what's happening now? There's Chinese police stations around Canada, right? So it's funny how we can talk about Vlad the Impaler.
What are you talking about? No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Where?
Google it.
Where?
Google it.
Where?
All over. In Vancouver, Toronto.
What do you mean? Specifically only employed Chinese police
Chinese,
officers?
What
do you mean by that?
They were using empty buildings, and the Chinese were using these to, essentially they said, to spy on their own civilians that are here in Canada. If you look it up, Chinese Police Stations Canada, it will come up that they're using these, and they've infiltrated our governments, man. Our government is enemy occupied. That is a fact. 50 more. There's 50 plus treasonous people within the Canadian government that they know of, that they won't release the names because their charter of rights, yet they beat us with.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Rifles and trampled us with horses during the Freedom Convoy.
Oh, they aren't actual police stations. They're just stations, like quote-unquote police stations, meaning like they're not actually enforcing police. They're just opening up a random building
and they're spying on us.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant like, when you said that, I thought you meant like they opened it up. It's the Chinese OPP. You got to watch out for them.
No,
it's not
no.
Just the OPP.
No, they're all corrupt. Don't
keep off the hook after a ticket. Like, so, no, it's just a building with Chinese people in it.
Yeah, and obviously we get into stuff. This is what always happens, right? Where I'm like, I am vexed, you could say, if I don't want to use that word. I am angry at the state of my country, man. And stuff like this reminds me of things that have taken place throughout history and how like people are trying to erase the history. Even if it's negative, you still should learn from it. You shouldn't be tearing down statues of people that you're offended by because some communist person that runs our government told you to hate them.
Anyways, this was my fault. Let's carry on to Vlad.
I know.
I should have.
I haven't had time to vent any of this on any episode. So, but after the stakes were placed and driven into the ground, they were left decomposing. So it was reported that they were horrified by showing up and seeing these like stakes through the asses. I hope people enjoy my offshoot rants because it happens all the time. But like, you imagine you're showing up and there's just like these fucking bodies like in front of this guy's castle that are all like got stakes through them, and it reeks. Like, they said they smelt it from like whoever smelt it dealt it. They smelt it from like over like miles away, and they're like going to like, you know, invade and like, oh fuck this guy, man. And then
I never realized how much flesh can stink, but. Okay, it's going to be a bit of a sad analogy, but yeah, that dog, we just put down the dog on Monday there.
Yeah,
and
so
his foot.
Your dad's dog, so the audience knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah, not Chloe. No, Chloe's still a good girl. Where are you? She's lying down behind me. His foot started dying, and we didn't know, so we wrapped it up because it just looked like a cut. And then, like, it got to the point, man, like, this is about 1,000 square foot, like, space. You couldn't be anywhere in it. It was a foot that was dying for 2 days that was wrapped in bandage. And like everywhere I walked, I'm like, whoop. Like I fucking spent 95% of the time outside.
Yeah, right.
Like, I can't be in there. It just reeks. And now that's just a foot that's wrapped up. Could you imagine?
I know.
Multiple fucking like
I know.
Hundreds or tens of thousands of bodies. That's
what I'm saying. Imagine we're doing Tech Chance Massacre for Class Horrorcast. Imagine fucking like the Ed Gein, which is based off of. We've talked about him. Mm-hmm. He sealed his mother's room up, and then he's like keeping all these like corpses and like digging up bodies. Imagine
it
how
rots
bad
right through, man. It rots right through.
Imagine how bad his fucking house smelled. Or Jeffrey Dahmer, right? Just sitting there, he's got a body on his bed and is decomposing because he wants to like kiss it and hug it. Like that shit's
He throws that shit in the freezer, freezes it for a while. Probably a bunch of Febreze.
I don't know what, because people complained about smell. Do you watch
the
show?
That's actually a fun fact. That's where Febreze came from.
Yeah.
Dahmer's neighbor.
That black lady is like spraying. Like,
I got to figure out a way.
She's making chemicals. It's so funny because like you must get used to the smell. Like he must have gotten used to the smell of bodies being surrounded by his castle
after a while. Yeah.
It's like, sure. You know, or he's walking around with like, stuff stuck down his nose.
And yeah.
Like,
no, you just get used to it. Some like at that point, probably only takes a couple of days and you're like, whatever.
So, yeah, they were turned back in horror by the smell, the look of all these decaying corpses, these leaders proclaiming, how could we possibly fight a monster that could do such atrocities? Massive impalements such as one of the Turkish armies stumbled upon were by no means uncommon. 10,000 were impaled in Transylvania in the city of Sibiu on the Bartholomew Day. Dracula, I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher this stuff. Bartholomew's? It's Bartholomew's. Bartholomew's. M-U-W's at the ends.
Bartholomew's.
Bartholomew. No.
There's no L.
What is St. Bartholomew's Day? That's a fun time. You want to find out?
Cheers.
Dracula had 30,000. Maybe that 9% beers hit me. Dracula had about, he had 30,000 merchants impaled in the city of Barsov. Although impalement seemed to provide quick and sick pleasure for Dracula, it was not the only method of punishment utilized by the deviant subject. Reports indicate that the tortures included nails in the head, cutting off limbs, strangulation, burning, cutting off noses and ears, mutilation of sexual organs, scalping, skinning, exposed to the elements or wild animals, and boiling a person alive. And I'm...
It's like the lobster skit. It's like the lobster's at dinner and they're cooking a human and he's screaming. He's like, nah, that's just air escaping. he's not hurting.
It is. I'm pretty sure. I think it was one of his brothers. I might be wrong. But something was done to one of his family members and they boiled them alive or something like that. And then, boiled something in their stomach and stuff like that, and ate it.
How do you boil someone alive? Like what? Like I'm just thinking, like, is this like a pool of hot water? Like how do you
hot water? Yeah, it would. Yeah, and the thing about
but where? Like what contraption do you have to put a body in that's
they made
so
it.
Hot? But think about when you're boiling something.
Yeah,
like I guess you'd have to have a fire like underneath it, almost like a pig roast. It has
yes.
to be like
like a
bathtub.
Witch's cauldron, bro. It's Halloween, you know, like fucking
or a cauldron. Yeah, a cauldron, right? But there had to be fire underneath because I'm like, even if you boiled all that water, let's say like modern day on the stove, you'd walk over to the bathtub. By the time that thing's full, it's not going to kill someone.
The samurais boiled people. It's like crazy.
It has to be like a cauldron. I didn't think of that. That's fair.
Because like think about this, right? They boiled maybe witches alive. I don't know, but you know you can construct this contraption. They were doing all this crazy.
I wish those days were still today. Just someone pisses me off. Be like witch. See how many people rally with me.
Just gotta see how many females get out of line. They were like,
I'd be such a piece of shit. Back in the day.
There was that guy that had that manifesto, like, man. Where
you,
he was
you,
like,
you can cut me off in fucking traffic. Wait till the village thinks you're a witch.
Don't you remember what we talked about? It's way throwback. If anyone went, Billy played the infamous dictator Trudeau during a Halloween special. we talked about the idea of the witch burnings, and the one guy that made the Malleus Maleficarum, which is the idea of hunting down witches. He would poke them with this thing, and if they drew blood, then they were a witch. And he just invented it so he could just stick them, like it would either attract or retract. And he did this, he made a contraption to prove, and it was fake. He literally convinced people like she bled. And like, meanwhile, he made this little thing to poke them.
Actually poke, yeah.
Is that weird?
Or not poke, yeah. Or like, yeah, retract the needle. That's kind of cool.
So they may provide, this guy was like a wild man, didn't care, right? He's boiling people alive. And I'm pretty sure one of his family members, I think one of his brothers, was boiled alive. And so he's like, well, you know?
Happened to him, it can happen to you.
Yeah. If it happened to him, it could happen to you. No one was immune from these horrors. Men, women, children, lords, ambassadors from foreign powers were all reported to have died at the hands of Dracula.
This guy's a very equal opportunity employer.
It's happening now, man. It's happening now across seas. They're running over children with tanks. It's fucking crazy.
Okay, can't you just stick to the
Finally, in 1462, the Turks invaded and were overthrew Dracula. He was in prison for 12 years. During this time, he somehow managed to father two sons. How'd that happen, Billy?
I'm assuming non-consensually.
Was there women in the jails also, or did he like have, did they allow him because, like, you know, he's royalty, you know,
conjugals.
Yeah. Conjugal visit.
Or just honestly, just fans. Cause even back then, I'm sure you'd have some fans.
Like,
right?
The Richard Ramirez girls.
Yeah. You'd have some fans, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It'd be weird. You'd be all the weird ones. I'm sure the women that he was hooking up with were not the cream of the pot, but
cream of the crap. That castle is so wild to me.
I say pot.
I don't know why.
That's a creamy pot.
you want to get high or something? When's the last time you got high? Years now?
When's the last time I smoked weed?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Years?
Years back on the townhouse, I think, was the last time I tried it. I took one hit.
Look at this guy. He's like 5 years he's ago. A monk. One of his brothers was a monk that was supposed to inherit the throne, and he didn't want to because he went to be a monk. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to be part of this. I'm a monk. I'm part of God's people now. And Vlad's like, well, I watched them like kill my father and brother, so I'll kill everybody. Look at that guy. He's like, he's kind of like, are you sure you want to do this to me? Are you sure? You sure?
He's like, yeah, I really don't care. I'm not too concerned.
Sure?
I love that picture too. His mustache is off his face. It's levitating off his fucking
dude.
That guy's got cream for days.
I was trying to let my stash grow out. It was bothering me, but I was to the point where I could curl it easily. And I'm like, I don't know if I should keep doing this, but it was a lot of fun.
You should. Can you just? Oh, we need to make a bet.
No, I'm not making no bet. I'm growing my beard out. That's my whole purpose.
We need a bet because if I lose it, you can come up with whatever punishment you want. But if I win it, it's going to be you have to have a Hitler stash for a week.
I would do that I would just do it for free, man. So
cool. Do it tonight. No, see you tomorrow.
I've spent the time growing my beard. I'm not doing
that. And not have it done.
He ruined that stash, man. Charlie Chaplin up there, love that mustache.
It was a good-looking stash.
This is weird. That was a big thing. Like, so many people had that mustache for some whatever reason, because I don't think it's attractive or it looks weird. But for whatever reason, you know, it's just like, can't do that. No names named Adolf. Don't ever name your kid Adolf anymore. It's not good. all his lineage was like...
Who?
You can't do it, man. You'll be
why?
But yet, would you name your kid Stalin? Though Joseph is still a big name.
Adolf Stalin. I'll change my last name.
we'll mix a little both of it in. So finally, in 1462, the Turks invaded, and he was put in prison. So while in prison, it was reported that he still practiced his favorite pastime. He often captured mice and birds, which he proceeded to torture and mutilate. Some of these creatures were beheaded and tarred and feathered and released. Most were impaled on tiny little spears. See, this is where I'm finding it. Like, there's other articles I could have taken this from, but it's still interesting. I wanted to just do a simple breakdown of who he was and kind of just joke about it. Realistically, yeah. Is what I plan to do. Was he really doing that? Was he really like being like little mice? And he was like, I fucking hate these mice. Fucking Muslims. And he's like, just drop it, put them on spikes. You know what I mean?
They're Muslim mice.
Muslims.
I can tell they're all wearing headgear.
Oh, that's something else. He would drive. So one of the supposedly at the time, one of the Turkish Empire, like one of the main guys in the head of the Turkish Empire, showed up and he drove a stake through their turbans in front of like some of the Turkish Muslims. Well, the Ottoman.
That wouldn't hurt them unless their head's like elongated like an alien.
No. It went through the turban into their head, and then
downwards.
Yeah, and then he sent some of the people back to the Ottoman Empire to tell like essentially who was ever in charge. Like I haven't done massive research into this stuff. I'm more fascinated what's happening now. And they drove spikes to the top of the turbans, and you know it's like you know the whole thing going on now where it's like, oh, we're just let the Sikhs wear the turbans so they can crash their motorcycles.
I thought you meant like he just drove it sideways, like he just he like put it into the wall and then he's like, tell your friends.
Like the Robin Hood thing where he's like, and he shoots the head off, like the hat off a guy's head or something. Like, tell your friends I got fucking expert aim, okay?
I got arrows.
No, he drove a fucking spike through the heads of the fucking turbans on the Muslim. And it's weird because
that's more fucked up. I shouldn't be laughing.
Because that's more of a it's weird because that's more or less more of a Sikhism shit, which I'm not religious, and I think religion, especially the Abrahamic religions, are used as a tool to divide and conquer. But if I was going to lean towards anything, Christians are usually the nicer people. But I don't know, Vlad the Impaler was a Christian, so like he was pretty ruthless. You know, at the end of the day.
Did after going on? Did we finish the story?
No, we're not even close to done. I'm just gonna joke again there. So
okay, keep going.
So he was released after he was making these fun little mice to torture, toys, whatever. He's like, you know, just playing like a little boy. It's so weird. I don't even know if that's fucking factual. He was released in 1474 at the time at which he regained control once again. And he ruled for 2 years until 1476 when he was killed by the Turks. It is rumors that he... it was rumored that he was decapitated by the Turks and his head was sent to Constantinople. Constantinople, where he was displayed on a stake for the proof of his death. Oh, it is reported that he was buried in Snagulf. What a name. Snagulf, an island in monastery located near, Buchester. Buchester.
Just carry on, sure.
So much of Dracula's story comes from political pamphlets published in both Germany and Russia during the 1500s. And this is where I'm like, how much do we know about his story is factual? Because history is his story, right? It's a fable. Napoleon once said that history is an agreed upon fable. So how much of this guy do we know is actually based off of this whole idea of like vampirism?
And ghost stories. A vampire, Mr. Harker, is a thing that lives after its death by drinking the blood of the living. It must have blood or it dies.
You know? How much is this is actually accurate? How much do we know of this?
I'm gonna go ahead and say like he probably didn't have to have blood to live.
Welcome to the Carpathian.
You know, bud. So in the printings had just been invented. The printing press had just been invented. Apparently, these types of stories serve as entertainment. For persons of that era, German publications portray Dracula as a sinister, evil being. The Russian writings, however, took a different view, indicating that Dracula was simply a ruler that got the job done. So, and this is what I'm saying about like this idea of history and how it can be manipulated in so many ways to push certain agendas and to convince mm-hmm. people of certain things, because at the end of the day, what is really going on? Either way, historians note that both sides seemed in agreement regarding the atrocities that were committed and that these stories are certainly both based on some sort of truth. Here are some stories that are reported by the press of the era. Dracula was a well-known throughout the kingdom for his fierceness. He's like Beyonce. He's very fierce. He's hanging out in P. Diddy's basement with fucking all the baby oil, you know. That shit's going to crack the fucking... That shit's cracking open something that is coming, man. We don't get the Epstein list, but we'll get all the lists for the celebrities because they'll sacrifice them in their prophecies to fulfill their destruction of Edom. If you don't know what that is, then you should research. In a brazen and arrogant display of that fear, Dracula placed a golden cup in the center of the city. Unprotected and openly displayed, it was known that anyone who stole the cup would be caught and punished in the most gruesome manner imaginable. The cup remained unmolested. It's so funny how they use that terminology. The cup was not touched. You know, so weird. Unmolested.
That's gonna be the only thing I say anymore if someone asks me if I touch something. No, it's unmolested.
Did you smoke this cigarette? No, it's not unmolested cigarette.
No, it's unmolested, man. It's all yours.
So weird. It's so weird. The certain phrasing of things. So
people are gonna get so mad if you start saying that.
What else would you use? Mark. That beer is unmolested. Do you have a sip of this beer yet? No, it's your beer. It's unmolested.
That you can't. I'm going to, but it's going to be, I'm going to have a lot of conversations with
people. It's okay. So yeah. And the cup remained unmolested throughout Dracula's 12-year reign.
Fuck.
A merchant from a foreign land once visited Dracula's castle, proclaiming that someone had pilfered his cart. The merchant was shocked to find that 160 gold ducats were missing. Dracula soothed the poor man and assured him that the thief would be caught and his money would be recovered. He then graciously insisted that the merchant spent the night in the castle. Immediately, Dracula ordered soldiers to place 160 ducats plus one in the merchant's cart. When the merchant returned to his cart the next morning, he counted his money. Discovered.
What's a ducat?
Like a gold coin. Money. Oh. Money, bro. Money.
I thought you mispronounced something, to be honest.
No.
Oh, excuse me.
I had one more fun Dracula.
His name is Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, this is it.
Dracula.
I was like, I gotta get my sound effects. I took the time to find them. So he found the 160 ducats or whatever, 161 ducats had been returned. He went to Dracula and told him that the money had been returned. In fact, that the thief added an extra ducat to the pot. Meanwhile, the real thief had been caught and was ordered to be impaled. Dracula informed the merchant of the true story of the return of his gold and indicated that he had not reported the extra ducat, he would also been impaled alongside the thief. And that's why honesty is a good practice. Because literally, they added one extra ducat, okay? And Vlad said, you know, if you would have sent the 160 and not added the extra, I would have put a fucking stick through your ass, you know? It would have gone directly through your mouth. You'd be, oh, it hurts so bad. And I'd be, you deserve.
That's where that weird kind of line of going like, hey, I only kill the bad people. Yeah. It's almost like watching Dexter at that point, but like holding everyone to this impossible standard.
Yeah.
Because you kind of manufacture that in your mind. That's
kind of a good way to put it, because Dexter was, I kill serial killers. I kill only the bad people.
I kill only people that have gotten away with bad shit.
I am God, right? I am the judgment, right?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. So it has been reported that two ambassadors once visited Dracula's kingdom. Upon greeting the prince, it was requested they remove their hats. They probably explained that it was against their religion to remove their stupid turbans, and they refused to comply. Dracula immediately had their hats, that's what I was saying, nailed their hats to their head. So might they have to break such an excellent tradition? So to be honest, right, this is the same idea we have today where there's fucking, I don't care what people think, there are Sikhs that are wearing turbans that are not, they're permitted not to wear a helmet, something that every other citizen has to wear to drive a motorcycle. But because you have your religious special little hat, you're going to smash your fucking brains all over across the side of a road because of your religion. It's
That was a dumb example, because really, who cares at that point? You're saying they're exempt from wearing a helmet?
They like, are.
Cool. That means if they die,
I know. I know. That's like, what Sawyer said. He's like, it's fine.
What does it matter?
It still matters.
You should wear a helmet so you don't fucking die, because they care.
So the idea is...
Like they just don't care.
Yeah, but...
is what that sounds like.
The same thing is the idea of like, so if you join the RCMP and you're a Sikh, you're allowed to keep your turban on. Okay? You should abide by the customs that have already existed here. So if I go to another country and I become part of their police force, which is non-existent in any other country in the world that is not Western, that you have to adapt by their customs and their religion and their beliefs, or you get literally murdered in a lot of cases. But here we allow so much of multiculturalism, which was literally created by communist ideologies to blend one people into one thing so they control over all of the goyim. That's literally in their writings. If you allow this to happen, you're allowing people to infringe on a custom that is already in a thing that has already been here.
How did this come from Vlad?
Because you want to wear your thing so bad, we'll nail it to your head. So
there you go.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what it is. And people need to understand that whole thing. I sound so stupid talking about this. Aaron, I was ranting about something before the we're almost at the end, Billy, don't worry. I was ranting about something during an episode we were about to do, and I was wearing my my Text Chance Massacre mask. I bought a leather face mask, and Aaron's like, that's the way you need to do political talks now. He's like, just wear some stupid like horror mask and be like, what's going on with the government is horrible. You know, and this is like, and he's like, it will catch people. He's like, you know how funny that was to hear you rant about it? Because wearing a leather face mask where it's like got this weird like lipstick thing on it and stuff. And I'm like, yelling about
it. He's not wrong. It softens it up and it makes it seem a little less crazy.
Or does it make me seem more crazy?
No, because then it just kind of seems like a joke.
It's funny. I was called crazy for calling all the things that are happening now. And they're happening now. So, obviously, nailed to the heads. Dracula's mistress. This is where we're going to almost end it on. The old pamphlets
mistress.
Indicate that Dracula's had a mistress.
He ain't so fucking special himself, is he?
That lived back in the back streets of the city I'm not going to even pronounce his name. Dracula was often moody and depressed, and the women made efforts to bring Dracula out of his gloominess. That's fun. Women are good for one thing. And
smile.
One thing, just kidding. Once Dracula was in he's particularly in he was sad. He was in a sad state. He attempted
sad boy.
She attempted to cheer him up by telling him a lie, proclaiming that she was pregnant with his child. That's a bad lie to tell a dictator. Right. Realistically. So, Dracula warned her not to lie about such a thing, but she persisted and insisted that she was with child. Dracula had the woman examined by the bath matrons. He was enraged to find out that she was dishonest with him. Why would... There's so many ways you could make him happy. Give him a blowjob. You know, like, I don't know. Do something else. Why are you, like, faking something, right? And he proceeded to draw his knife and cut her open from groin to her breast while proclaiming his desire for all the world to see what he had been. He then left the woman to die in agony after he cut her open.
Jeez.
I know.
It's brutal.
He didn't care. So he didn't give a care.
Doesn't seem like it, eh?
On St. Bartholomew's Day in 1459, Dracula held a great dinner for all merchants and noblemen of this city in order that he might better enjoy his dinner. He ordered that the tables be set and his guests join in, you know, for the feast amongst the forest of impaled corpses. Fun time. While dining, Dracula noticed that there was one of the nobles kept holding his nose for trying to overcome the stench. Dracula then ordered his sensitive guest to be impaled at the head of the table and the stake be long enough to ensure his guest might be able to be kept above the offending odors.
That might be able to be kept above
the assured that odors. His guest might be kept above the offending odors. So they're they're thinking that the odors rise, or I don't know.
Well, they do.
Yeah. Weird.
But you'll never be above them.
This guy, <they can't> I know. This guy's like, he looks so nice in this picture, but he's so brutal. One of the brutalest people.
Picture looks like, did you just say the wrong word? I think you should die.
He didn't care, okay. Man.
What does it say? Go back.
Which one? This one?
Back. Yeah. What does it say? I can't read it.
Dracula something something.
Yeah, I can't read it. There's too blurry on my screen.
Dracula, it's in a different language.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I can see it now.
Well, it seems like I'm
it's in a different language.
Forcing? I don't know. All right, never mind.
Last one we have is the burning of the village people. Dracula was concerned about the well-being of the kingdom as well as a whole and insisted that every person contribute to the overall welfare of the working diligently every day. During the part of the rain, he noticed that beggars and crippled persons had become numerous around the cities, much like Canada. We beat down our people so much that now they're all drug addicts. It's true. We allowed this to happen. Our people are dying every day. During the part of his reign, he noticed beggars and cripples around the city. He immediately sent out the invitations of all his people, inviting them to a grand feast. It's a grand feast. It's almost like when Gavin Newsom went to California, and he's like, he collected all the homeless people, and no one knows where they went. That's a fact. Nobody has no idea. They cleaned up some parts of Skid Row in Los Angeles, and nobody actually knows where these homeless people went. We talked about this, where there's people that think that the homeless people have went missing. You know, our human hunting club, when you were back here. Are you coming out for Christmas? Can you come over here? You going to come do an episode?
I'm coming for Christmas.
Are you going to come do an episode? I'll come
over to do an episode. Of course I will, Tom.
Yes, I'm so excited. So during this part of his reign, he noticed all these people. Immediately, he's like, hey, we'll have a big party. We'll have a big party, you know? Everyone come together, and we'll have this fancy party. And the guests were treated at this grand dinner at which Dracula made his appearance. And he's like, the guests were treated in this grand manner. He's like, what else do you desire? Do you want to be without cares and lacking for nothing in this world? The prince inquired. While responding loudly, Dracula had a hall boarded up and set fire. All perished in the blaze. Dracula proclaimed that no one would be poor in his realm. So he was like, all the poor people that existed at the time, supposedly.
Kill them.
He killed them all.
Nobody should suffer like that. See, it seems weird. It seems like you're coming from a place of hurt, but like it's a manufactured place of hurt. That's self-ideology more than anything else. Going like, I am... can control.
So let's bring out the big book. David Icke's Children of the Matrix.
Oh my fucking god. Okay.
I think this bitch is. So let's get into this. Draco Dracula. This is the part of the symbolism in the Dracula story originates. Was written by the Irish author Bram Stoker and published in 1897. Stoker probably knew that the score after years of research into countless vampire legends. As the History Channel documentary about Stoker, I call him Stroker, but Stoker. Oh, our picture fell. Our picture, this is my bookmark for this book.
Nice.
Remember this?
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny?
Look at that. No shit.
This is my finger from being impaled by.
Look at that bleach blonde hair on that.
I know. When you dyed,
sexy white boy.
When you dyed your fucking hair blonde. So as the History Channel documentary about Stoker confirmed, there is no part of this world and no era of history that does not have its own myths and legends about vampires who feed off of people's energy and blood. Look at the main elements of that tale. That light, which you might have read so far, his name is Dracula. The Draco constellation is aligned home of the royal reptilian bloodlines. He is called Count Dracula, symbolic of the ways these Draco bloodlines have been carried by human royalty and aristocrats. Dracula is a vampire feeding off human energy. Dracula shapeshifts and appears and disappears, symbolic of the reptilian shapeshifters, and I will elaborate this on this shortly. He cannot stand direct sunlight, exactly what Credo Mutbar, one of the African people that he talked to, that essentially talked about the reptilian race of beings that existed in Africa that they supposedly found. It's fascinating. This book's actually really good. Draco is a shapeshift. I will elaborate on this later. And the reptilians and the greys. He comes through the windows, symbolic of the interdimensional portals through which the reptilian entities enter our world. So many famous writers and artists were initiates or dodged researchers who told of elements of the stories through art and fiction. Stoker's character was largely based on a man named Dracula, or Vlad the Impaler, the 15th century ruler of what we call Wallachia, I can never pronounce that, from far from the Black Sea to what we know as Romania, Rome, reptilian bloodlines, Rom. This is the same region that was once called Transylvania, the home of the most infamous and most famous vampire legends, and the Danube River Valley, which runs from Germany to Romania in the Black Sea, is the name of that which comes up very often of the history of the bloodlines. Vlad the Impaler, or Dracula, slaughtered tens and thousands of people and impaled them on stakes. He would sit down and eat amid this forest of dead bodies, dripping his bread in their blood. He was a great guy to invite home for a dinner, apparently. I love David. I gotta give a shit, man. He says fucking... He's a great... His writing is kind of convoluted sometimes, but I actually really like it. Look at this, right? So this is where we're gonna get to. Guy invited home, apparently. He had horses attached to each other's victims' legs and sharpened stakes to gradually force through the body. The end of the stake was really oiled and cared for, taken apart, not too sharp. He didn't want the victims dying too quickly from shock. Infants were impaled on the stake, forced through the mother's chest. This records indicate the victims were sometimes impaled so that they hung upside down on the stake. The death by impalement was slow and painful. Victims sometimes endured hours or days, where they were like slowly being destroyed inside their intestines and bodies. Dracula had them at stakes arranged in variously geometric patterns, and most commonly was a ring of concentric circles. The height of the spears indicated the rank of the victim, an excellent indication of the ritual-obsessed reptilian mind. The decaying corpses were often left there for months. It was reported that the invading Turkish armies turned back in fright, as we talked about, with thousands of rotting corpses impaled on the banks of the Danube. In 1461, Muhammad II conquered the Constantinople. A man who was notably squeamish was sickened by the sight of the 20,000 impaled corpses rotting outside Dracula's capital in the warrior Sultan turned over the command and campaign against Dracula to the subordinates and returned to Constantinople. Tens of thousands were impaled on the Transylvania city of Subir, where Dracula once appeared on the day. It's funny how we talked about this. Bartholomew and Dracula had 30,000 merchants impaled on Transylvania. One of the most famous woodcuts of these periods show that it's so funny. The article that I'm reading is getting a lot of their sentiments from David Icke's book. Impalement was his favorite technique. By no means was the method of inflicting unimaginable horrors. The list of tortures employed by deeply sick men included nails through the head, cutting off limbs, as we just said. Vlad the Impaler was the second son of Vlad Dracula. who was initiated into the Ancient Order of the Dragon, the Holy Empire of Rome, in 1431. It was the dragon that was the emblem, wings extended, hanging on the cross. Vlad II wore the emblem as his coinage bore to the dragon symbol. All the members of the Order of the Dragon had their coat of arms, and he was nicknamed Dracula, the Devil or the Dragon. Son Vlad signed his name Dracula, the Devil's Son, and this later became Dracula, a name that translates something like the son of whoever of the Order of the Dragon. Most appropriate, the same dragon ordered to this day promoted the British Holy Crown author, Sir blah, blah, blah. So pretty crazy. So yeah, this, he was a reptilian, most likely. Pretty crazy.
That's a good takeaway.
That's a little sentiment in the book that it goes into, like, this book is wild, man.
That's a good takeaway, though. That's probably what it is.
So I'm right here. Just fuck it. I'm reading also. So it's a massive book, man. I'm also reading this book right now called Not Stolen. That's what I'm reading right now. So I put this book down because I love David Icke's stuff, but it is a lot to get through. It's like this. There's so much stuff that's going on within that theory of what's actually happening. Do you have one, my sir? Do you have one?
It's time for Billy's Fun Fact of the Day.
If you Google this, it is factual and it is true. I only have one sentence to say about it, and I don't understand the rest. Turtles smell through their asshole.
What?
Yeah.
Give me an explanation of why that happens, though.
That's what I just said. I don't know.
Google it.
One second. I already did. One second, though. I'll do it again. Turtles.
They have noses. They have slit in their noses. They have the two little reptile fucking slits in their noses. How would they not? Vlad the Impaler was reptilian, so everybody knows. He probably was part. And you know what's crazy is, just to say this, Charles, King Charles is now connected to Vlad. You know what he talks about, that he's connected to the, and he bought the castle. That's a fun fact. King Charles now bought Vlad the Impaler's castle and lives there now. And there's all sorts of fucking child trafficking, fucking mutilation shit going on there. Just so everyone knows. There you go.
So that was kind of the headline to get you in anyway, though. But technically, turtles do not breathe through their diarrheas.
Their diarrheas?
That's because turtles don't really have butts. Instead, they have a multi-purpose opening known as the cholaca, which is used for sexual reproduction also.
Cloaca?
And leg.
Cloaca?
No.
Cloaca. Cloaca?
I guess that would be cloaca, sure.
Cloaca is what birds and reptiles have instead of a vagina. Yeah.
Which is used for sexual reproduction and egg laying, as well as expelling waste. So it's their hole for having sex, it's their hole for giving birth, and it's their hole for smelling.
No, it's weird.
And for having shits, technically.
You are validating the reptilian thing of this whole episode. Because supposedly they do the same thing. Is they have a cloaca, birds have it too, and it's like their main hole. And the reptilians use that for all sorts of things.
Fucking crazy. That was a fun episode, though.
It was weird, to say the least. There's lots of stuff about Vlad the Impaler, but it's Halloween, and we got into a bunch of different subjects, and I enjoyed myself. It's interesting to read that back because I was like, okay, I want to save this. I remember reading it over. And be like, oh, I want to talk about Vlad the Impaler. I've been reading this book. I'm almost halfway through. I want to talk about this, right? And then reading it over, it's like all the notes that I have, literally, it just correlates. It's the same thing that I was talking about. So
yeah.
Everything relates back to the reptilians. They're all evil. They're controlling the world. It's fun times.
Go figure.
Everybody get ready for the episode, the Halloween special. I've definitely got a
Do you want one more quick joke before we head out?
Yeah, I've had too many beers.
What's the best part about a hooker dying on you?
What?
The second hour is free.
That's right, man. We've talked about this. You said that if she died during a heart attack or something, you would keep going. Would you finish? Would you actually thought I was crazy for asking? Would you finish?
No, I don't think I would.
I think you would though.
I can't fathom. I would.
Can you not? I don't know, man.
You're fucked. I love you guys. Have a great night.
So everyone tune into the Halloween special on the 25th. It'll be around 6:37 p.m. everywhere. You can find it. Also support the show. Like, fucking subscribe, comment, do whatever you need to do to support the show. Spread to your grandma and your friends and everybody out there. And we'll be back for a Halloween special after this one. And it will be very strange. I have videos. I have a whole episode. Where we have tons of stuff. I have so
Tom's
much.
Got stuff.
I got stuff. I'm stuffed. With an impaled stake through my ass. It feels great right now.
Couple other things too. Have a great night, guys.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.